In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdal. It is Tuesday, September the 11th. Good as always to have you along, everybody. A curious thing seems to be happening in the American steel industry. Curious because, on the face of it, steel here is doing all right. Prices are up, production's up, company profits are up, some even much of that thanks to the Trump administration's 25% tariffs on imported steel. But be that as it may, steel workers aren't happy. The United Steelworkers Union contract with this country's two biggest producers, U.S. Steel and ArcelorMittal, expired on the 1st of September. Negotiations are happening. Steel is still coming off the line, to be sure. But union locals all over the country have voted to authorize a strike against U.S. Steel if the negotiations don't come through. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going with that one.
In its contract proposal, U.S. Steel has offered 3-4% raises in the first 3 years, then 1% for the next 3 years, plus bonuses linked to company performance. The union objects to backloading the contract with uncertain bonuses in later years and to higher worker health care costs. By the way, we reached out to the union and company for comment. They both directed us to their online bargaining updates. The union accepted big wage concessions when the company was struggling back in 2015, but U.S. Steel's not struggling now, says industry analyst John Tomazos.
The price of steel almost has doubled with the tariffs and a little stronger economy.
Demand for domestic steel has risen, workers have been hired, profits are up. Equity analyst Philip Gibbs at KeyBank Capital Markets says the union's argument is essentially,
we've got tariffs right now. The company's doing really well. They should share in that.
But he says the company's looking out for its shareholders and future profitability.
Pricing right now is probably about as good as it's going to get. The bottom line is they need more labor flexibility because if they go into a downturn, they need to make tough decisions and then also have variable pay.
If negotiations deadlock and the union strikes, Ned Hill at Ohio State says there's risk for U.S. Steel, which
we'll lose money if there's a shutdown because things are pretty good for them right now.
But there's an incentive on both sides to keep the mills open while the tariffs are in effect and profits are strong. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.